Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
1-800-947-3979, freebeerandhotwigs.com. You could also email in anything longer, idiots@freebeerandhotwigs.com. But we need to talk more about the magic urn that somebody ordered from Amazon. It wasn't a magic urn. It was an urn. They ordered a package of urns for Grandpa so they could divide them up into several smaller, tacky urns.
Yeah.
And one of them already had ashes on it, in it. And so I ask you, if you get that one, are you putting in as much effort, Hot Wings, as this family to try to find the original owner? Or once Amazon gives you the, let's give you a credit, and basically ignores what you're saying, do you give up? Because I'm telling you, I'm probably giving up at that point.
For me, I would be a little bit torn, because on one hand, I would want to let it go. But also, there's that detective part of me that likes trying to solve a mystery. So I think I may try to, since it's a third-party seller, surely there's a contact. I mean, if there's no contact and you can't track them down, then you don't. But I would just circumvent Amazon altogether and go to that third-party seller or whatever and go, hey, just so you know, like, what's the deal with this? Maybe track it down. Because I think it would be sort of fun to figure out the mystery a little bit.
So you'd keep going?
I think I would.
I would try.
Would you?
I mean, I don't know if I would have contacted the news like that guy did, but I would at least get in touch with Amazon once I found out it was a third party. Same thing Hot Wings said. I'd go back onto the account, like go back to the listing where I ordered it from, and I'd click on the seller and see if I could figure out some kind of like paper trail.
What if it's possible that their dying wish was to be shipped to another buyer on Amazon? That
was
their
weird
goal.
That's illegal.
Yeah, that'd be a pretty weird last human remains. But,
well, they did it, didn't they?
They did.
They did it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I feel like I would, I'm not necessarily proud of it, but I feel like once Amazon said no, I'd be like, all right, well, I'm giving this to a local charity or a local trash can.
Just a local charity.
That, you know,
what charity accepts human remains?
I wouldn't tell them. I would donate it to Goodwill and wait for it to be on the news again.
Would you at least like take them to a hilltop and open it up and spread them?
Does off my deck count?
I mean,
that's pretty high up.
That's high. Yeah. I wouldn't jump it. I mean, a couple times.
That nitrogen can be pretty good for flowers and stuff. Yeah. So,
Kelly, what would you do?
I would make the attempt. I would accept the $20, probably try and push Amazon for just a little bit more.
Yeah.
And then I would go and put them somewhere really, I'd dump those, you know, ashes or vacuum remains somewhere. Really cool.
You'd take it to like a lake or along a trail.
Yeah, exactly. And that way I could feel like I did something that they're not. But then, like, what do you do with the jar?
Throw it away, right?
Or rinse it out and put some nice little flowers in it.
Yeah, because I think the jar has a little bit of a story. Maybe you keep the remains and you put it in, like, your backyard. Because I got a bunch of plants I'm planting right now. I got a ton of raspberries. Just throw them down around the raspberries and let people know, like, hey, this is soiled by the remains of a stranger. What better way to eat your raspberries than knowing that? I think maybe that could be fun. But, once Amazon kind of gave me the, well, we can't really do much from here, and I couldn't do much.
But like, I'd all right, well, gave it a good shot.
Yeah.
Mate, what are you doing?
I'd find
turn it into a t-shirt?
So, I would probably look up, like, different uses for ashes, because I don't have a garden, so they're not going to be useful to me in that way. But yeah, maybe I'll make, like, it, or you can send ashes off to places that will turn them into diamonds.
Yes.
So I think I would turn that person into diamonds. And then when somebody asks, oh my gosh, where'd you get those? I could be like, it's jewelry made from someone's dead relative.
A stranger's dead body.
Yeah, I stole it from a stranger.
That seems like a very expensive, because I'm guessing having ashes turned into a diamond isn't
It's probably not cheap, but
probably not. And I mean, what if they're not even human remains? Like, what if it was a prank? It's just like wood ash.
Or like black pepper, like that one kid.
Or someone's dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could be.
Could be.
Yeah, it was a pretty small urn.
Mm-hmm.
text, a friend of mine was a pyrotechnic, and after he was diagnosed with cancer, he built a large firework before he died and taught his brother how to put his ashes in it. And then they had a huge party, and they launched him into the sky.
Oh, that's cool.
That'd be so cool.
That's a cool... Okay, now that's a good one.
Yeah.
Right?
Now, what is the difference between that, though, and having your body be sent off for blast testing by the Army?
Because it was his choice.
Yeah, he at least knew about it.
He wanted that to happen. I mean, I'm sure you can. I mean, say, I want to donate my body to science, and I'd like to specify that I know that they need cadavers for this, so I'd like to be blown up on a test range somewhere.
Yeah, I don't want to be dissected by some class.
No. Text from New Hampshire. Keep the ashes and gain the trust of the ghost by reminding the remains that you're taking far better care of them than their loved ones. Then name the ghost Gary and have a friend.
Oh, Gary the ghost.
Always very specific.
Always an option. Yeah.
Gain the trust of Gary the ghost.
I like the way you're thinking on that. Yeah, that's not too bad.
What if it's the ashes of an evil person and you end up getting haunted because you spread them in your yard?
Well, I'm not spreading them in my yard.
No. I'm gonna just carry them in the cup holder of the truck for a while, and then when I get, I'm driving, I go, oh, this is a pretty nice spot. There's a nice view here. All right, see ya, Gary the ghost. This is where you get out.
Do you just open the window and hold it out as Maybe. You're driving, or are you actually stopping?
I'd probably stop because I've made the mistake of, sometimes you try to spit out the window and it comes and it hits the side of the car or whatever. I don't want to blow back. Ashes are so light. I don't want them to blow back in.
Like that one of your boys is in the back seat and he's got the window open. So you throw it out your window and it just whips right back.
Looks like Donnie and the Big Lebowski.
I was going to say, you got to be careful so you don't get Donnie'd, right? Yeah, I don't want that.
As a former third-party seller, I can tell you when you contact the seller, you can, but most sellers never answer questions. That's why we pay Amazon to handle you people. That's a fairly strong point as well. Hot Wings low-key acting like he doesn't already have secret collection of human remains in his garden.
Ooh, how do you like that, Hot Wings?
Oh, wow, man. I got served.
My crazy aunt fertilized her tomatoes with her ex-husband, and then we ate those tomatoes for a lunch one day.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Her ex-husband. Interesting.
Yeah, how did he become the ex, though? That's,
you know.
Somebody points out Johnny Depp shot Hunter S. Thompson's ashes out of a cannon. I remember that story.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
I don't know.
There's a guy on, I think on TikTok, who he puts a bunch of wildflower seeds, like of flowers that are native to his area. Mm-hmm. He puts them in a shaker, and then he rides a skateboard around town in any like random dirt patches or green space he finds. He just rolls along and shakes and sprinkles them. So maybe I'd mix the ashes into some wildflower seeds. And then that way, Gary the ghost is leaving beautiful trails of flowers everywhere I've been.
It's counteracting his ghosting,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If he is evil.
Text, it's not the ashes, apparently not the only thing you get from another family. I once ordered, this person writes from Albany, a personalized blanket with my family's photo on it from Amazon for Christmas for my dad. Instead, received an entirely different family. So I had a beautiful blanket with somebody's mom, dad, and kids on it.
That's even better.
I tried to contact Amazon, and I got the same reply. We will give you a refund. So I tried for about 2 days to find the owner, and now when I'm cold, I will grab that extra blanket. Turns out, turn it inside out so I don't have to see someone else's family staring at me in the eyes. Again, not keeping that blanket.
Oh, I'm keeping the blanket.
I would keep the blanket. I would post it on social media, too, and go, help me find this family.
Oh, it would take honestly, 2 minutes.
Turn it into a quest.
Yeah, post it on TikTok. Be like, explain the story. You're going to find that family so quickly. It's going to go viral. Everyone's going to be rich.
Yeah. And then you all become best friends, and you hang out with each other for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Like that one young kid and that old lady, now that they always have Thanksgiving together. Yeah, because it was the wrong number.
And then you fall in love.
Yep. Yeah. And then you make love.
On the blanket.
Yes.
Hot.
And hopefully they have your blanket, and then wow.
Yeah. When we moved from Tennessee to suburban Philadelphia, Hot Wings and I used the same movers. And not at the same time, but... So our stuff got there like 8 days before we did. And so when we got to the townhouse we were renting, it was all packed in there. We started going through stuff and eventually figured out that our vacuum was missing along with some other things. And then we found a box with a bunch of things. Clearly, they had multiple people on those moving trucks, as they are prone to do. And we got a couple of their boxes and they got a couple of ours. So then we called the moving company and they're like, yeah, this is what happened. And they went, huh, all right, set it on the porch and UPS will come pick it up. And we said, like, it in a box? And they said, no, just put the stuff out there. UPS will bring a box. That wasn't
no,
true at
that
all.
That doesn't yeah. happen.
Sure.
But
sure
UPS sure did show up and hate us. But yeah, we never got any of that stuff back.
So you never got your original
no.
stuff? But
nope.
they took, well, at least you got rid of the stuff that wasn't yours.
Yeah, that was nice. The other family was like, yeah, hey, we don't care about this stuff. They probably threw it away like I would that urn.
Probably.
So
or went, hey, sweet, a vacuum.
Hmm. How do you tell they were remains? That's very true. We don't know.
I mean, they looked as much like remains as I've ever seen.
Yeah, I mean, I think I might want to get them tested. Depending on how much that costs, I don't know. But I know that, like, through science, you can tell, like, the origin of whatever. Because if it's not human remains, if it really is just, like, something from a fireplace.
Can you get one of those at-home testing kits?
I don't know.
For remains?
Yeah.
I don't know. You know,
what,
you know,
Walgreens?
Yeah, they're,
next
like, right
to the drug kits?
Right next to the COVID tests and, yeah, pregnancy tests.
Looks
right.
like you got the flu and a case of dead grandma.
Yeah, you know, given my perceived status on this show, I'm going to go ahead and not Google home remain testing kit. Like, I'm going to go ahead and not do that.
Nice to see you finally.
Yeah, but you can do it, Steve.
Of your surroundings.
Yeah.
All right.
That FBI person will be here again after the show.
Yes.